And we're joined now on The Scoop today by Lucas Seehofer, writer for A Wolf Among Wolves and also Zone Coverage covering the Minnesota Timberwolves. Lucas, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's been a very interesting start to the season for the Timberwolves. It seems like they have been finding ways to win games despite not necessarily gelling up until recently. But Lucas, first question for you. In terms of just what we've seen from the Timberwolves overall this season, what has been the biggest surprise for you from the Wolves?
I would say the biggest surprise is honestly probably Tyus Jones. I've been a big believer of his ever since he got drafted. Kind of followed him tangentially since his Apple Valley days. But coming into the season, I kind of thought that maybe his peak was a reliable backup player. It's always said, time after time, other just how intelligent he is on the court, how he doesn't really make bad decisions. He just kind of makes the right play at the right time. But this year, we've really seen him step up his defense. That was always kind of one of his Achilles heels to go along with his just kind of general lack of size and athleticism and whatnot. But this year, we've seen his defense, particularly, I've always thought he was kind of an okay off-ball defender. But he's improved as an off-ball defender this year, but I think his biggest improvement's kind of been on his on-ball defense. He's no longer a defensive sieve. It was always kind of that side of the ball that I always thought would determine if he was going to be a backup full-time or if he potentially had starter potential. I never thought that he would have that kind of potential, but he's really, really improved this year to the point where maybe a few years down the road or should he be in a situation kind of like where he is right now with a Jeff Teague injury where he has to kind of step in and start a few games, I'm no longer at the point where that would concern me, where I would think it would be a major weak spot for the team that he's on.
Now, you mentioned Jeff Teague. He was brought in to be the post-Ricky Rubio point guard this year, and Teague has been dealing with some various injuries here throughout this year, but had a pretty big scare a few days ago, avoided major knee injury, it sounds like, but one of the reasons I brought you on the show was the fact that you have kind of that experience and ability to take a look at these injuries and interpret them for the fans who maybe aren't fully aware of all the terminology and everything. So in terms of Jeff Teague, what sorts of things is he dealing with his knee and when do you think we'll potentially see him back on the court?
Right. So, The knee injury that he was diagnosed with was a grade one sprain of his medial collateral ligament, or his MCL as it's more commonly referred to. And what that means is that it was the least severe of the possible sprains. So a grade one basically means that the ligament was overstretched, maybe has a little bit of tearing, but not enough to really have a whole lot of swelling or a whole lot of instability. It's just kind of painful, kind of sore, stuff like that. A grade two would be a partial tear. So to the point where maybe 50% or a few more percent of the fibers of the MCL were torn. And then a grade three sprain would be that it was completely torn. So with a grade one sprain, typically it takes a couple weeks for the kind of that pain to go away, the range of motion to come back, to be feeling comfortable when you're doing whether it's just jumping and running or even doing more lateral things like cutting and sprinting and stopping on a dime, stuff like that. So when it was announced that it was a grade one, that was a good sign. I think I had tweeted out at the time that I was thinking those typically heal within about 2 weeks to a month. And it kind of varies from person to person. So if he is out the full month, it wouldn't be abnormal. or weird or anything, or like Timberwolves are trying to hide something or anything like that. But yeah, typically it's about 2 weeks to a month. So I would, you know, barring any setbacks or anything like that, with the information we've been given, I would think, you know, maybe about that timeline for his return.
Excellent. Timberwolves are working one player back into the rotation who they just got back a few games ago, Nemanja Bjelica. And it's been a little bit of just trying to incorporate him back into the regular rotation. But Bjelica dealt with a pretty painful foot injury, it sounds like. What were some of the things that you learned about that injury?
Yeah. Discussing Bjelica's injury is a little more difficult because the Wolves weren't quite as transparent with the injury. So whereas with Jeff Teague, we were given a specific ligament and a specific grade. With Bjelica, we were just given left midfoot sprain, and that he'd be, you know, day to day or something like that. Well, typically, my alarm bells kind of went off when I saw that it was announced that it was a midfoot sprain, because typically it takes, you know, a week or two, even at, you know, kind of like how we were talking with the MCL, for those grade one sprains to heal. And I forget the exact amount of time that he ended up missing. It was over a month, I think, if I remember right. Some missed like something like 19, 20 games. So in my mind, that tells me it was maybe more of, you know, borderline grade one, grade two sprain. But because we weren't given a specific ligament or a specific spot in the midfoot, it's kind of tough to say what exactly the diagnosis was. But as far as his return, he has been a little slow to return and kind of return to his normal form before he got injured. Part of that could be that he was playing out of his mind before he got hurt. So to expect him to come back and return to that level would, you know, maybe be a little extreme. But also with, you know, any kind of injury, it can, even though the structure is completely healed, and it, you know, on MRI, it would look perfectly fine. Sometimes it does take a little bit for, you know, the mental aspects to come back, you know, trusting that your foot isn't going to get hurt every time you jump. Or, you know, trusting that every time you push off the foot to jump for a three-point shot that it's not going to be painful. You know, stuff like that. I would expect Bjelica to make a full recovery, but sometimes, you know, it just goes to show that even though the structure is intact and there's nothing structurally wrong, sometimes that mental aspect can, you know, linger just a little bit longer.
Talking to Lucas Seehofer of A Wolf Among Wolves and also Zone Coverage here, just looking at some of the various Timberwolves injuries that that they are dealing with at this point. And one other player who has been dealing with injuries this year that we haven't seen on the court yet is rookie Justin Patton. And I know in seeing some tweets from you, had a chance to see him continue to develop down in the G League. What is the latest on Patton as he tries to get back into potential shape to make a difference with the Timberwolves?
Yeah, so he broke his fifth metatarsal, which is kind of the outside long bone in your foot there, of the bone of your pinky toe. And, you know, there's three different types of fifth metatarsal fractures. Obviously, the one that's, you know, most well-known is the Jones fracture. But kind of like with Bjelica, we were never given what specific fracture it was, just that he broke his fifth metatarsal. So what they've been doing down in Iowa is he hasn't been starting games. He's played, I think it was like 7 or 8 games at this point, maybe a few more, right around there. But he's typically been playing about 16 minutes a game, 15, 16 minutes a game. They have him on a minutes restriction down there. And he's, from what I've seen, he's definitely shown that he has some abilities that would be very useful for the Timberwolves right now, particularly his vision and his passing. He's, for being 7 foot, he's a pretty good passer. He's got pretty good shot form. Especially at the free throw line. He's a very solid free throw shooter. And he does have a few post moves, not quite to the array that like a Karl-Anthony Towns would have. But he has shown pretty good footwork in the post, as well as rebounding. So, you know, he has tools that he can build on. But what I've seen so far is that he still kind of looks a little out of shape, like he's still working his way into game shape. Doesn't have, like, a noticeable limp or anything like that, so it doesn't appear like his foot is bothering him. But just, you know, still getting used to the speed of professional basketball. He'll have games where he'll look amazing and, like, oh, he's going to be, you know, fit a really good role once he becomes a Timberwolf. And then he'll have another game where, you know, he barely scores, barely gets any rebounds, and, you know, has a not-so-great plus-minus. So he's been a little inconsistent at this point, but for the most part, I think he's shown tools that would lead one to think that he could be a useful player in the NBA someday. I'd kind of be shocked if he played anytime soon in the NBA. You know, maybe he'll get called up by the Wolves towards the end of the year, maybe get some minutes, kind of like how Gorgui Dieng got minutes towards the end of his rookie year. And I kind of think that would be a really good role for Patton. You know, especially in his first few years, coming off the bench, kind of being, you know, maybe the first or second big guy off the bench, not, you know, asked to be the focal point on the offense, just kind of, you know, working the pick and roll. That's kind of what his specialty has been when he was in college, and his few games here with the Iowa Wolves, they use him a lot in the pick and roll. So just kind of being a threat in there, getting as many rebounds as you can, and just kind of going from there.
Outstanding. Now, I'm going to have you look into the crystal ball here for 2018. Obviously, the big goal for the Wolves is to make the playoffs this season. So looking ahead to the rest of 2018 and the rest of the regular season for the Wolves, do you think they end up in the playoffs in the Western Conference when all is said and done?
You know, I do. Right now they're sitting in the fourth seed. I think they're two games back of the three seed, which is the San Antonio Spurs, and they're like 3.5 or 4 games up on the five seed, which is the Oklahoma City Thunder. So, and it's kind of looking right now, I think the eighth seed is sitting right at 500. So it kind of looks like as long as the Timberwolves finish at 500 or above, they'll have a very, very good shot at making the playoffs. You know, and that could always change with the trade deadline and, you know, some veterans getting cut and signing with other teams and whatnot. But I think at the beginning of the year, I predicted like 43 or 44 wins, something like that. Right now they're on pace to win like 52. So they've, to this point, they've exceeded my expectations. The schedule is going to get a little more difficult here starting in January. But if I had to guess, I would think that they'd probably end up at around, you know, maybe 46, 47, 48 wins, something like that. And I think, you know, the fourth or fifth seed is about right if they keep playing at this level. I think they'll have a decent shot at the four seed, which would give them home court advantage in the first round. But I wouldn't expect them to fall, you know, past the sixth seed. I'd be shocked if they ended up with the eighth seed. I'd be a little less shocked if the seventh, but I think somewhere in that 4-6 range is about right.
Okay. Lucas, before we let you go, where can the listeners find your work if they're curious to see some of your coverage for the Timberwolves?
Yeah, so I read about the Timberwolves and the Iowa Wolves for a website called The Wolf Among Wolves. Used to be affiliated with ESPN's True Hoop Network. That's no longer really a thing anymore, but The Wolf Among Wolves is still going. And then I also read about injuries across mostly the Minnesota sports, but I will talk about other injuries if they're pertinent to the Minnesota sports at zonecoverage.com.
Outstanding. Lucas, thanks so much for joining us here today to give us a little bit of a look at some of those injuries the Wolves are dealing with. We'll see if they can keep the hot start going throughout the rest of the season, and maybe we'll catch up with you a little bit later on again down the road.
Awesome. Thanks, Seth.